21. The end of the swimming race. On the windy clifftops of the murderous mountains stood the proud figures of Stoic the Vast and big-boobied Bertha, their arms in chains surrounded by murderous warriors. They were too dignified to show fear. They would show Madguts the Murderous how bravely a chieftain could die. Before them was the sky burial place, where they would be strapped down and left, helpless, for the sky dragons to attack them. Nothing would be left of their remains. Above their heads, the sky dragons were already massing in their hundreds with shrieking, hungry vulture cries. Down on the beach, the tribes of hooligan and bog burglar stood, depressed and silent, holding burning flares in their hands, looking up at the silhouettes of their chiefs on the clifftops. The deaths of their chieftains were not the only things at stake here for the two tribes. Madguts was about to take over their lands. The hooligans and bog burglars had packed up all their belongings and loaded them into their ships standing in the harbour. These ships were piled high with every possession they owned, favourite swords and armour, stools and clothing, clucking hens and pigs and goats. The hooligans had never intended to settle on Berk in the first place. Berk was not the most comfortable, the most luxurious, the most civilised place to live in the world. It was a funny, boggy, shaggy little heap of heather and rock, where the wind buffeted so strongly that you might as well be on the sea in a ship, and when it wasn't raining, it was often snowing. But Berk was where they had grown up, where they met their sweethearts and brought up their children, and when it came down to it, they found that they didn't want to leave. So they stood there, sunk in the profoundest melancholy. The sun was going down on this day, and old Wrinkly's big sand timer was running out of sand, and his complicated candlesticks were running down to little stubs, marking the final end to the competition. The three judges sat solemnly at the table. 3 months, 5 days, 3 hours and 24 minutes. 3 months, 5 days, 3 hours and 25 minutes. Norbert's defective flying machine worked rather better than Fishlegs had expected. But he hadn't expected much, it had to be said. Fishlegs and Kamikaze insisted on going in the machine with Hiccup. Kamikaze because it was the kind of crazy thing she particularly enjoyed. Fishlegs because, despite all the complaining, he wasn't going to desert Hiccup, who was the closest thing to family that Fishlegs had. The Wanderers had to haul the machine up to the top of the mast so they could take off in it, and Bear Cub's grandmother predicted doom and destruction would be the outcome. "Vikings, they're mad! Even the small ones!" But doom and destruction did not follow. Not immediately, at least.